Girls Out Late, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Bridget Forsyth.
We're going out tonight, Nadine and Magda and me. It's not a big night out. We're certainly not going to stay out late. We're just going on this little after-school shopping trip. No big deal at all. We'll meet at 6:30 at the Flower Field Centre. Wander around the shops on their late night. We'll eat in McDonald's, then home by 9 like good girls. I don't bother to dress up or anything. I change out of my school uniform, obviously, but just into my black baggy trousers. They've been in the washing machine one spin too many times, so that they're now technically not black at all, more a murky grey. Still, they're just about the only trousers in the whole world that are big without making me look enormous. They almost give the illusion that there's a weeny little bum and long, lean legs hiding under all that bunchy material. I try my newest stripy pink top, but I'm not too sure about it now. It's a little too bright to be becoming. It makes my own cheeks glow positively peony. I wish I looked deathly pale and ethereal like my best friend Nadine. I'm stuck with permanently rosy cheeks and dimples. I search the airing cupboard for something dark and plain, and end up purloining a dark grey V-necked school sweater belonging to my little brother, Eggs. It fits a little too snugly. I peer long and hard in my mirror, worrying about the prominence of my chest. No matter how I hunch it up, it still sticks out alarmingly. I'm not like my other best friend, Magda, who deliberately tightens the straps of her Wonder Bra until she can practically rest her chin on her chest. My own bras seem to be a bit too revealing. I try tucking a tissue in each cup so that I'm not outlined too outrageously. Then I attack my hair with a bristle brush, trying to tame it into submission. It's as if my entire body is trying to get out of control. My hair is the wildest of all. It's longish, but so tightly curly, it grows up and out as well as down. Nadine is so lucky. Her long, licorice black hair falls straight past her shoulders, no kinks at all. Magda's hair looks incredible too, very short and stylish and bright red, dyed. It looks really great on her, but if my hair was that short, it would emphasise my chubby cheeks. Anyway, with my bright pink face, I'd be mad to dye my hair scarlet. Not that my stepmum Anna would let me. She even gets a bit fussed when I use henna shampoo.